Today I want to speak just about one thing. That there should be nothing in our lives that constrains the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus should have free reign, total freedom in your life. There should be nothing that constrains him, that puts him like into a vice in your life, a vice grip where he is held back, that he doesn't have the freedom he should. Our text is in Matthew 28,
verse 16 and 17.
Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go.
Sebembona bakhuleka kuye, kepha abanye bangabaza.
When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
Asithandaze.
Let's pray.
Nkosi Jesu, sibonga ithuba osiphe lona lokuba sibuye sihlangane futhi namhlanje.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity you've given us to meet again today.
Ngomusa usize sibe bukhali.
Help us in your grace.
Lokho esikuzwayo sikuzwisise kahle.
Help us in your grace to be sharp, that what we hear, that we will grasp it fully.
Kuze kujule kugxile ezinhlizweni zethu kuze kufike ekujuleni kwenhliziyo singakhohlwa ikona.
And may it go deep to the deepest parts of our hearts that we will never forget it again.
Ukhophe enhlizweni zethu njengama madwala amade abekwe mathuneni baqophe amagama nomalina noma libalele noma kubanda noma kushisa akucimeki kuyahlala njalo.
Engrave it deep into our hearts like those words engraved into granite on a tombstone, which are there no matter whether the sun shines, whether it rains, or whatever happens, it remains.
Amen.
Amen.
Lelizwi lisimanga.
This is an amazing word.
Abafundi sibathole kuleyo ndawo uJesu ayikhombile.
We find the disciples in that place that Jesus had told them to go to.
Simanga leso uma umuntu ekuleyo ndawo eyayikhonjwa uJesu.
It's wonderful when a person is in that place where Jesus has told him to go to.
Kodwa okudabukisayo uma sebehlangana naye ezibonakalisa kubona bekhuleka kuye kodwa abanye bebengabaza abanye babe nento empilweni yami eyayingafanele ukuthi bekhona.
The sad thing is just that while they were there in that place worshipping him, there was some doubting. There was something in that their lives that shouldn't have been there.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wabadalula wasitshela ukuthi bekuyini leyo nto eyayikhona. Kusho ukuthi nawe mKristu ngelinye ilanga uJesu uzoveza okusenhlizweni yakho obungafanele ukuba khona ngoba ku Luke 12 kuthi akukho lutho okufihliweyo okungayi kwambulwa.
But the Lord Jesus, God brought to light what it was that was in their lives that shouldn't have been there. He exposed it. He revealed it. So you must know that one day that thing that shouldn't be in your life will be brought to light, as it says in Luke
12. Uma kukhona into engasile empilweni yakho, abeke umunwe wakhe athi nakho.
So
athinte ukuze ukuvume.
So pray that God will put his finger on that thing in your life which shouldn't be there, that you can confess it.
Bengixoxela ingane zami nomzukulu ekuseni. Kukhona indoda engihlonipha kakhulu, Dr. Edwin O.
This morning I told my children and grandchildren about a man that I have great respect for, Dr. Edwin O.
Selokhu ngambona ngo-52. Angakhohlwa uyena.
Since
ube nobuchopho.
Since I met him in 1954.
Uma esekhona, kusho ukuthi lopho buchopho ngethemba ukuthi sekwandile futhi. Angazi ukuthi ube nobudokotela bangaka umuntu ohlakaniphile.
Since I met him in 1954, I've had great respect for him. He was a very gifted man. And if he's still alive, I'm sure he's added to that since I met him then.
Lapho Billy Graham beqala naye ubeshumayela. Eshumayeza nabantu abaningi.
When Billy Graham started his ministry, this man started his at about the same time, preaching to many people.
Wabhala nezincwadi eziningi.
He also wrote many books.
Kodwa kukhona into yodwa ayispecializa kuye kukho.
But there was one thing which he specialized in.
Irevival.
That's revival.
What irevival iqala nini? Igcina nini?
And he said when a revival starts and when it stops.
Ithi revival iqala uma abantu bevuma izono zabo.
He said a revival starts when people confess their sins.
Irevival iyaphela uma abantu bengasavuma izono.
And a revival stops when people stop confessing their sins.
Bayahlupha abantu abangayihlambululi, abangayihlanzi inhliziyo yabo, behleli nezinto bethuli nazo.
It's a pity and it's troublesome when people sit on things, when they do up to things, they sin in their life, but they keep quiet about it.
Ungaya noma kuphi emhlabeni lakhona ama revival uzothola ukuthi laqala ngokuyihlambulula ngokuvuma izono kwaphela ngokuyeka ukuvuma.
And you can do
liyafa. Now feel uma ungayihlambululi wayihlambulula nini wagcina nini ukuyigeza uma uthi ngageza ngagcina ngenyanga edlule ngabhava ngonyaka odlule wanunga sibanibani uyingulube.
You can do a study. And throughout the world, a revival will start when there's confession of sin. It stops when that confession of sin stops. It's like you, if you say you haven't had a bath for a month or you just last had a bath last year, you'll end up stinking.
Besinendoda, God New Year's, ubengashatile indoda nje hlale sivakashela. Wasixoxela ke thina basha. What a... ngagcina ngonyaka odlule ukubhava. Oh, ngambuka ngathi hey ungcolile lo muntu. Kanti ngonyaka odlule beku ebusuku bayizolo.
When we were young,
ngoba beku New Year's.
There was a man who visited us. He was a bachelor. And then he told us on New Year's Day, he said, well, children, you know when the last time was when I had a bath? It was last year. I was disgusted. I thought, wow, how is such a thing possible? I didn't realize that last year on New Year's Day was yesterday.
Silvestre, Epsuk.
So he had a bath the previous night.
Nasemoyeni ufanele ukuthi usuku nosuku sihlambulule.
So
ngoba mhlambe kuphuma ilanga kukhanya fike la sokukhona iphutha lungisa lelo phutha.
So in our spiritual lives we should be constantly busy with cleansing our lives. It should be a daily thing. Because you can start the day by the time the sun's up in the sky, you've already done something which you shouldn't have done. You can sin with your hands, sin with your lips, and you can sin with your eyes.
Babusisiwa bamhlophe ngenhliziyo ibona bayombona uNkulunkulu.
Blessed are the pure in heart. They will see God.
Ake sibuyeleke sifune ukuthi akukho yini mhlamba iphutha elisempilweni yakho elimthiyayo elimpintshayo uJesu.
So just search your life. See whether there isn't perhaps a sin in your life which is constraining the Lord Jesus.
Ngizozama ukuthi ngikulekelele ngithinte kancane ngapha nangapha. Mhlambe uma siphakamisa idwala noma uthayela kuzophuma iphela noma igundane noma inyoka eyayiqashile ngaphansi kothayela.
I will try and help you now, maybe mention some examples. Let's leave no stone unturned, because as we lift a stone or a piece of old iron, we could find that something is underneath, a cockroach or a rat or a mouse or something. With some of the disciples, the problem was doubt. I don't know what the problem is in your heart and life. Maybe you say, well, with me it's all, I think everything's okay. Well, the disciples also thought so. They had been sent to that mountain. They went there. They did everything as he had told them. They went there and he met them there. Maybe you say, no, well, I'm okay. But maybe there's something which is hidden, which the Lord Jesus can see. Remember, his eyes are like flames of fire. He sees even at night. He created a cat that can see in the dark, so his eyes see far more. So I'd like to just mention a few things. There's something that causes a lot of trouble, and that is immorality, loose living. That does a lot of harm to the gospel when someone is a slave to the lusts of the flesh. It would be lovely if the Lord Jesus would bring everything to light in your life and it would be found that there is no trouble with the lusts of the flesh in your life.
ukuyiphatha kabi ube senkanukweni zenyama kuyinto edabukisayo kwisileke sikasathane umoya ongcwele akakwazi ukuhlala khona nojesu kakwazi ukuhlala khona nobaba osezulwini akangcweliswa ngalokho.
Immorality is an area that God cannot and does not tolerate. If there's immorality in your life, it's a place where the Lord Jesus, His Holy Spirit, and God cannot stay.
Uma sifunda incwadi zamabandla esambulweni.
If you read in Revelation the letters to the churches,
amabandla isikhombisa. Qiniso lelo omunye washo wathi uma umuntu esehambile akakwazi ukusibhalela incwadi futhi.
Those letters that were written to the seven churches, it's true that if someone has left this earth, he can have no contact with earth again and write letters.
Kodwa uJesu lapho esefile ehambile emva kweminyaka engeminingi wabhalela amabandla u7.
But Jesus did, after some years after he had ascended into heaven, write these seven letters to those churches.
Amabandla abe isikhombisa.
There were seven churches.
Kodwa kulamabandla isikhombisa, uJesu ubeqale ebhalo kuhle ebanqoma, kodwa ngasekugcineni ebasola.
In these letters, the Lord Jesus first wrote about the things that he commended in their congregations, in their lives. But he also then went on to touch on those things which were wrong in their midst. And there were 10 things he mentioned.
It was
during the time of Caesar Domitanus.
Ngeminyaka u-81 kuze kube 96 khona kuleyo mnyaka.
And it was during the years 81 to 96 AD.
Kusho ukuthi lamabandla abe mhlawumbe no 50 years, abe no 60 years, noma abe no 70 years ukudala.
So these congregations must have existed at that time for about 50 to 70 years.
Yatabukisa leyo ndaba. Ukuba ngeminyaka engeminingi phela indaba yazo.
It's such a pity to see that after just so few years, things were going wrong and coming to an end in these congregations. In fact, today, if you go to those places, they tell me that there's no sign of those churches anymore.
Bathi akomfanekiso walawo mabandla kwaziwa njengegama ukuthi belila, belila, belila. UJesu wathi uma ningaphenduki, ngizosusa uthi lwesibaliseni.
They say that if you go there, there's no sign of those congregations. It's just history that tells us that once upon a time there was something there. And Jesus had warned them and said, if you do not repent, I will remove your candlestick.
Ngake ngezwa ngebandla elikhulu liphakeme, kodwa bangitshela namhlanje selivalwa ngeyintsimbi, abasekho abantu abakhonza khona, sebephela. Sisekhona.
I once heard of a congregation that was a big congregation, but they say today it's barricaded. Nothing is going on in there anymore. And that's during our lifetime.
Kulokhu ukuyiphatha kabi, ngithanda ukuthi ngibhange nepornography.
So with the immorality, I'd like to include pornography.
ukubuka izithombe ezingasile eziveza umzimba.
Looking at pictures which are not appropriate, which expose the body. Some people's children have posters in their bedrooms, photos of these types of people hanging in their bedrooms. If your child does a thing like that, you need to help that child. You need to, if the child doesn't get rid of those photos, then you need to do it. When Billy Graham started his ministry, he had a meeting with his co-workers.
Bathi njengokuba sesoqala ukushumayela ivangeli, ake sihlolisise ukuthi abanye abafundisi bawiswa yini, balinyazwa yini.
He said
to us, ngoba ivangeli eMelika ngaleso sikhathi belinuka.
He said to his colleagues, let us just investigate what has been the problem with other preachers of the gospel. Why did things go wrong with them? Because at that time, the gospel didn't have a good reputation in America. It was in November 1948.
In California.
Bastatisha.
Ugute. Bekonu Beverly Shea.
He was together with Beverly
Shea,
who did the singing, and Cliff Barrows was the choir conductor.
Billy Graham, yena obemncane, bethi laba abanye ababili bebephiwe kakhulu. Billy Graham, yena obedelelekile kubona.
At that time, there were three well-known preachers of the gospel in America. And of the three, Billy Graham was the least known. The other two were far better known.
And they don't say the least known. The others were much more talented. The other were on a greater level than what he was. His life was insignificant, in spite of the fact that many people came. But to those, more came. Kushuguti, laba bobabili bawa baphela.
The other two, they actually fell. They say at the funeral of one of them, there was no one present. No one came to his funeral.
Bathi bona uma behlolisisa ukuthi okulimaza ivangeli kakhulu kunazo zonke izinto. Number one,
and when they did a study and investigated what caused men of the preachers to fall, they said the biggest cause of damage to the gospel in preachers' lives was the love of money.
Money was the first thing. Batokubulala bafundisi imali. Kuyabawisa. Kuyabaqedela. Finish.
So they found that money was the greatest danger in a servant of the Lord's life. That's what makes the devil very happy when someone loves money.
Then the devil starts dancing in his hut. And he's happy. Uma umuntu ecabanga imali.
If a person's after money.
UJesu wathi kubafundi bakhe, wathi ningafani abahedeni, bona bathi sodlani, sombathani. Athi funani qala umbuso kaNkulunkulu, khona konke lokho niyophiwa yikona.
Jesus said to his disciples,
abezizwa abahedeni, bafuna leyo nto.
Don't be concerned like the heathen about what you will eat or drink. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all those things will be added unto you. So worrying about what you need and things like that, that's what the heathen do.
Awufunde eTestamentini elisha ukuthi kuthwani ngokuthanda imali. Bathi umuntu uyayihlaba ngameva. Umuntu uyayilimaza ngokufuna imali. Awukwazi ukuphila emoyeni uma uthanda imali.
Just read in the New Testament what it says about the love of money. The love of money will cause you much agony and grief, do you much harm. You can't serve God if you love money.
Atho kwesibili abesifazane.
And then they said the second thing that's a danger is women.
Kuyadabukisa umuntu okholwayo uma ehluleka ukumelana nezinkanuko zenyama. Awuthibe, awuthutube. Awenza umzila umzimba wakhe sigqila.
It's a great problem if a child of the Lord cannot control that part of his life where he disciplines and punishes his body, that his body becomes his slave.
Abaka Billy Graham, Billy Graham, nabantu bakhe bathe asayimthetho.
And so Billy Graham and his team said, let's make a rule for ourselves.
Ngoba abanye abawufuna umthetho ngoba bafuna ukukhululeka ifreedom yase South Africa.
Some people don't like these like rules. They just want freedom.
Ivangeli lenkululeko. Hayibo. Yilo lenkululeko. Kodwa hayi inkululeko yase South Africa. Lapho khululeke uSatan.
The gospel does set us free, but it doesn't give us that freedom which the devil offers.
Basebethi, ake senze nje. Asthembeke emshadweni wethu.
So they agreed that they would be faithful in their marriage.
Uma unomkakho khohlwa abanye.
If you have a wife, forget about everyone else.
Okwesibili, ungalokothi uhambe nowesifazane emotweni uyedwa naye.
And they said this.
Ungamgibeliso wesifazane. Ungahambi nowesifazane emotweni. Umuntu oshumayela ivangeli ahambe nowesifazane emotweni. Rubbish.
They said, let's make a rule that we will never travel alone with another woman in the car.
Ungahamba nomkakho. Yebo.
Can go with your wife.
Nendodakazi yakho.
Or your daughter.
Nengane zakho.
Your children.
Kodwa ungalokothi uhambe nowesifazane. Wethu. Yezwa nani besifazane. Nifuna amalift emadodeni. Nifuna ugila imkhuba yini.
So they said, let's never travel.
Mono hambe ngenyawo kunokuba uhambe nemoto nendoda iyodwa.
They said, let's never travel alone with another woman in the car. And you women who always want lifts, that a man gives you a lift and you travel alone with him, what are you after? Are you living immorally that you like to be alone with a man?
Uimpu. Iskapu. Manje ufuna ukuhamba nempisi ushayelelwe impisi.
You like a sheep that wants to travel alone with a wolf.
Fana negundane elkomikati hambe nekati namadevu.
You like
a suhambe uqhenye ngesoka lakho yokudla liqede phela indaba yakho likubantsele ngengculaza uma kungakafiki ingwenya kuwe.
You like a mouse that falls in love with a cat and is so proud that it has a cat as a boyfriend and boasts about the fact and don't realize all the grief that it's going to cause you later.
Ikati liyathanda igundane. Ningabhaleli igundane lithi ngiyakuthanda.
A cat also loves a mouse and will even write it a love letter and tell the mouse how it loves the mouse.
Kunjalo ke muso kuba isilima fana negundane uqome ikati.
So don't be a fool and be like a mouse who has a cat as a boyfriend. He'll rape you. He will overpower you even if you don't want it. They say that in the whole world, there's no country where there's as much rape taking place as in South Africa. So South Africa is the rape capital of the world.
Is South Africa to me lemhlabeni wonke jikelele? Ukuthi akukho lakufetshwa khona lakudlwengulwa khona njengalapha eningizimu ne-Afrika.
That's the reputation South Africa has, that there's no place in the world where there's as much rape taking place as here.
Ngiyadabuka ngoba ngayishiya incwadi endlini yami ngingakutshela ukuthi bangaki.
I'm just sorry I left that article in the room, otherwise I could have told you exactly what the statistics are.
Yes. Anindawo futhi sizwe sfebaya sindawo umbuso wase Roma ububuso umhlaba wonke jikelele wawiswa ubufebe.
And remember, immorality gets a nation nowhere. It'll end up on the rocks. They say the Roman Empire was brought down by immorality.
Qabanga wena ntombazane yesikole. Usukuqoma abantu. Unamasoka. Nawe mpana. Mhlawumbe nikwenza ngendlela yenu ukuba intombi ingamitheki. Into yakho ifake kwenye indawo. Uma singaba sodwa ngangichazela kahle. Kodwa oqonda osezulwini uyakubhala wena noma uhleli phezu kwakho ukufihlile uNkulunkulu uyakubhala mhlawumbe uzoshada ngelinye ilanga lokho kukwenza naleyo ntombazana umkakho uzokwenza namanye amadoda nengane zakho ziyokwenza lokho kuphindwe kaningi.
And you're as a school child or up to things, immoral things. You've got a relationship with a boy or with a girl. You've got your ways. You're clever. You think you're clever. You've got your ways of doing things that the girl doesn't fall pregnant. But God in heaven sees it. He's recording it. And remember that what you're sowing, you will reap. What you're doing to that girl, your wife will do with other men one day. And your children will end up doing those things. And worse.
Kwisiqalekiso uzehlisa uzehlisela isiqalekiso phezu kwakho nomshado wakho ngelinye ilanga kanye nengane zakho.
You're bringing a curse upon yourself, your future marriage, and your children.
futhi leli demone likuwe lo Satani uzoqhubeka ngomsebenzi wakho ongcolile.
And that demon that's in within you is going to continue its dirty work.
Kukhona unkosikazi owaba nendoda.
A woman was married to a man.
Numzana ubethandaza njalo ngoba ubeshumayeza abanye abantu ekhuluma ngoJesu.
This man prayed a lot and he even preached to many other people and spoke about the Lord Jesus.
Abambane noNkulunkulu emthandazweni kuze kube 1 kuze kube 2 o'clock.
He'd have prayer meetings and quiet times with the Lord till 12, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Ngelinye ilanga umkakhe wathi awu indoda yami impela isemshikashikeni iyathandaza ake ngisize ngoba isigcini yokugula ake ngimenzele itiye aphuze itiye.
And one night as the wife was waiting for her husband, she got concerned and said, he's been in prayer for so long, let me rather go and just bring him some sustenance, just make him a cup of tea while he's so deeply in prayer.
Awalenzi tea.
She made the tea.
Wafika khona ebusuku e-ofisini lakhe.
Went to the husband's
office. Wangathanda ukumphazamisa ekstatishini kwakhe iBhayibheli.
And she did it softly because she didn't want to disturb her husband as he was studying the Bible and praying. She thought a lot about her, of her husband.
Because
she regarded him highly because of his life with God, so he made him this cup of tea. So she went. She didn't want to disturb her husband while he was studying God's word and praying, so she went on tiptoe that she wouldn't disturb him.
Because he was so deeply in prayer. Wafika wakhamuka emuva umkakhe yena akaqondanga nakho sokungena umkakhe.
So he didn't notice that his wife was coming into the office.
Uma esefika la ebuka phezu kwehlombe lakhe.
And as she came from behind and looked over his shoulder,
inkomishi qisho yawa phansi yafa.
She almost dropped that cup of tea.
Inkomishi phele ibe amaphisisi.
Because she got such a shock.
Kantu bebugani.
What was he busy with?
Ay iBhayibheli.
He didn't have his Bible in front of him.
Abesifazana bangembethe.
No, there he was looking at photos of women in the nude.
Sazo lelo, iqhilo lelo, into engabukeki. Kodwa ngenxa yamademona kuye umkakhe bethu usemthandazweni kanti ubuka ithombe ezincunu.
Disgusting, a disgrace. The wife thinking he was busy with God all the time he was busy with pornography.
Lesi siqalekiso ngisho abesifazane sebengenwa yikona.
But this curse is not restricted just to men. Women are into it as well.
Neengane zesikole.
And school children.
Nala ku DSS zikhona ingane eziqalekisiwe. Zihleli phezu kwesono esinjalo.
Even in the school here in DSS, There are children that are busy with these things.
Namhla awusadingi ukhokha imali uye le kude edilobheni ukuzobona ibhayisikopu.
Nowadays you don't need to spend a lot of money to go to a cinema.
Uma une cell phone. Ngiyantshela ke nini ngithengele ingane zenu ama cell phone. Zibona lokho.
You just need
a cell phone.
You just need a cell phone nowadays. So you parents, you who buy your children cell phones, this is what you're giving them access to.
I cell phone into enhle. Kodwa into embi futhi. Kuthiwa ngaphezu kohalf kwabantu abane cell phone babuka ithombe ezinqunu.
A cell phone can be a good thing, but it can also be an evil thing. They say over 50% of people with cell phones look at wrong things on them.
Let's isiqaleki so singene nasemantombazane esikoleni, namantombazane esikoleni, nabafana, wena uthi uyasiza ingane yakho. Hey yona ibuko kunye. Ikhuluma nabafana futhi ukuthi kuzohlanganelwa phi. Ngiyantshela abazali. Ngicelile ukuthi nibe bukhali inini enibhubhisa ingane zenu.
So you think you're helping your child by giving it a cell phone. All the time they're using the same cell phone to do their wrong things, looking at these things, and also texting, sending messages to the boy or to the girl, arranging where they will meet. I'd ask you to be sharp, that you'll listen and hear what applies to you.
Ngiyayinqamula indaba inde kakhulu. Kuningi umuntu angakhuluma ngakho.
I'll cut it short because one could still say much more.
Ihlakaniphi abantu bosayense, besayense.
Now the scientists.
Bathuma owesilisa ebuke owesifazane onqunu.
Say that if a man looks at pornography,
kukhona ama chemicals asetropheni.
There's a chemical reaction in the brain.
Ayaphela. Njengokuba uma ukhala vele inyembezi. Uma ubuka ithombe ezingasili pornography. Ama chemicals ayasebenza ebuthopheni.
And this it's a natural reaction which happens like when you're crying, the tears start rolling. So this chemical reaction takes place in your brain when you look at pornography.
There are certain chemicals which are released in the brain the moment you look at pornography. It causes a chemical reaction. Kukhona okudalekayo ebuthopheni. Bese kuguqule ubuthopho bakho. It changes the structures of your brain. Please heed every word that I tell you and don't be a fool. You could have stayed at home and not come here. To be an idiot, to listen, and you don't grasp what you hear. It changes the way he thinks. Kukukula indlela acabange ngayo. Uyabona ukuthi useyisidalwa manje. Now he thinks in another way. He's not himself anymore. He is abnormal. Kade ngintshela ukuthi ngibe kunezithombe ezinobuchopho bomuntu.
I've told you that I even have pictures of the brain.
Abantu ababuka izithombe ezimbi.
Of people that look at pornography.
U2/3 wobuchopho. Kumnyama bhuqe.
where two-thirds of the brain is black, pitch black.
One-third at the bottom is still white. Always tart, ognan, okulu, kungaka, kumyaba puke. Ngapansi, ngapansi, kukhona okumhlophe okuncane. Ubuchopho babantu ababuka iy'thombe ezimbi beyifaka naseyindongeni, kodwa nina bazali angeni endlini yengane zenu, nibuke nje ningakunaphi, nasewardrobe, nasesuitcase-ini, nasempahleni. And born in Funok Fishwanger pants.
This is the effect that these, this literature and these photos have on a person's brain. And your children have these things in their rooms. If not on the walls, then in their cupboard and their drawers. And you don't even go to see what your children have hidden away in their bedrooms, in their cupboards.
Oh, Adam no Eva. Bebe ngazi ukuthi abambethe.
Adam and Eve didn't know that they were naked.
Ngoba inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu ibikufihla konke lokho.
Because God's glory had covered everything.
Kodwa lapho bengena esonweni kwavela ukunqunu babo.
But after they had sinned, they saw their nakedness.
uNkulunkulu wasuka wathatha iundlu. Walhlaba, washuka isikhumba, wabenzela izibhinqo.
And then God took a lamb, it was slaughtered, and used the skin to cover them.
Then the animal had to die, like Jesus died on the cross, because of these sins. To cover your nakedness, ukuthi umboze ubunqunu bakho.
It's tragic.
Awudingi ukuya komakhelwane noma next door.
You don't need to go to the neighbors.
Ingane zakho endlini yakho zibuka TV ilokhuza isele ziyakubuka konke lokho.
To go and look at TV there, because now they can look at everything on their cell phones.
IBhayibheli lithi umshado mawuhlonishwe wonke umuntu.
The Bible says that marriage should be honored by everyone.
Umbhede womshado ungabi nasici nabala nasisihla.
And the marriage bed must be spotless, blameless.
Ifebe ne pingi uNkulunkulu uyakuzijaja azihlulele.
For God will judge the immoral and the adulterers.
Ungakufunda lokhu uma usekhaya kuHebheru 13 verse 4.
You can read that at home in Hebrews 13 verse 4.
Imbi lento isidakamise sibi.
It's evil. It's a terrible drug, worse than other drugs.
You are dismayed
when your child smokes dacha, but you are bringing this type of a drug to them, you yourself are buying it for them. You're assisting your child in it. Years ago, a young man from Soweto visited us here at Sizabantu. And said that he was working in Soweto.
At Sizabantu.
He was working among drug addicts. And then I said, but how can you help them because you yourself are smoking?
What how can Caesar lo kumang sebenza pagatiguapo? ngibazuza kalula.
And then he said,
ngoba ngifuna ukubazuza bese ngibanike usikilithi nami ngibheme hambisa ivangeli ngithi awu ayike angazi ukuthi iBhayibheli lakho linhloboni angizwa ukuthi uJesu wahamba wayofeba nezifebe ukuba izuze ugangile.
And he said, no, well, actually, it helps me that I smoke too, because I go to these drug addicts and the smokers and I offer them a cigarette, and that's how I win them over for the Lord. I said, well, I don't know what Bible you use, because my Bible doesn't tell me that the Lord Jesus became immoral with the immoral to win them.
You want to win a prostitute by sinning with her? You're worse than an idiot. Umuntu oyi-idiot uthopha ukusebenzi kahle. Isilima sokugcina. U-Dr. Klein uthi, porn is highly addictive. Athi ukubuka ithombe zabanqunu kuyababamba abantu. Bakujwayele abasakwazi ukuhlukana nakho. Bayizigqila zaleyo nto. Baboshiwe ngamaketanga.
And they are slaves to sin and to this thing. They're bound by these hellish chains. Looking at pornography makes you a slave to it. It's easier for someone to stop drinking and smoking than it is for someone to stop porn.
Iko iningizimna Afrika number one ekudlwenguleni emhlabeni wonke jikelele niyaziwa kwa wonke umhlaba. Uguti aziki febe nabadlwengulayo abangaphezu kweNingizimu ne-Afrika. Siyaduma ngobubi.
And the result is that South Africa has become the rape capital of the world. We are famous or infamous for evil things.
Odokotela bathu uma ubuka ithombe zabantu abanqunu bese ubuke futhi kuyangena kuwe kusebenze egazini lakho.
And they say that people who have studied this, they say if you look at porn, you look again, it reacts in you, in your body.
It penetrates right into your blood and influences you. Kuze kungene egazini kube kona okuqhubayo okufakayo umoya. Till eventually it doesn't satisfy you any longer to look at it. You want to practice it. Awusafuna ukubona nje. Uzofuna ukwenza. Ngiyakuzwa nani basha enyesogweni.
Do young people hear this? You who are on your way to hell?
Futhi sihoko siyonhlangabeza. Ningakafiki khona. Sinihle nisahamba lapha emhlabeni ngengwenya noma ngeHIV.
And hell will come to meet you. You'll experience the most terrible things while you're still here on earth because of all the diseases that are related to this lifestyle.
Bathi ke odokotela uma usukubonile kungena egazini sufuna ukwenza leyo nto.
And so it said that once you've seen it, you're not satisfied eventually by just looking at it, you want to do it.
Yikho kudlwengulwa abantu.
That's why so many are being raped.
Lisa eNingizimu ne-Afrika. Ngathi ngiyaxolisa ngoba incwadi ngayishiya.
Now, I said that I didn't bring the article along, but here it does say that here in South Africa,
Every 17 seconds, a woman is raped. And they say that they only know less than 1% of the rape cases. Every second, 17 seconds. Imzuzu nje, ay amalokhuza ama minute, ama seconds. Aw eshumi no 7. Oh, isifazane uyadlengulwa kwalelizwe. Siyaphi uma sinje sisize sinjani? Futhi umoya ezizweni zonke bathi isizwe sakwaZulu isona esibole kakhulu kunezizwe zonke la iningizimu neAfrika.
Where are we heading with such a situation?
ISodom neGomora labhujiswa.
Sodom
lachithwa.
Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed.
And just
ashes were left.
Ngikunikithuba lokuthi ucabange eBhayibhelini eihlabelelweni kuthiwa khulumkhulum bese kuthiwa sela awume ucabange. Ngiyathula. Cabanga engikutshela kona.
And I stop at times because I want you to pause and think, like in Psalms where it says selo, which means pause and think.
La iningizimu neAfrika, 25% zensizwa basebenzisa gang rape ukuthi bonke uma beyihlanu ilo nalo andlwengule.
They say here in South Africa, 25% of young men practice gang rape.
28% of grown-up men admit to having raped a woman. And not just one, more than one. 28% amadoda ayavuma ukuthi adlwengulile abesifazane. Bathi 1%. Bazi 1%. Kodwa uma sebeya emadodeni, bavume, bathi ukudlwengula phakathi kwabantu abayikhulu, about 28, bamdlwengulile owesifazana noma besifazana.
This is how many have admitted to doing it, but as you've heard, many never come out with it, even though they've done it.
Awubolile umhlaba wakithi.
So, our country is rotten.
Manje ngifuna ukuthi nginifundele nje incwadi yesibili kaPetru isahluko sesibili kusukela kuverse 4 kuze kube verse 10. 2 Peter 2 verse 4 to 10. Ngokuba uma uNkulunkulu engayekanga izingelozi ezonileyo, kodwa wazinikela ukuba ziphonswe esihogweni emgodini yobumnyama, ukuba zigcinelwe ukwahlulelwa.
For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them in chains of darkness to be held for judgment.
I won't expound on this. You listen. Open your ears. I hope you watched him this morning.
Lalelisisa, ngiyathemba ukuthi indlebe zakho uyigezile kuseni.
Nezwe lamandulo engaliyekanga kodwa wamlondoloza uNowa, umshumayeli wokulunga, engowesishiyakalombili. Mhla eletha uzamcholo ezweni elingamesaba uNkulunkulu.
If he did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others, if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes.
Nemizi yase Sodoma neGomorrah. Wayahlulela wayichitha ngokuyiphendula umlotha eyenza ibe isiboniso kubo abangayi kumesaba uNkulunkulu.
And made them an example of what was going to happen to the ungodly.
Nolothi olungileyo ehlushwa ngokuhamba ngamanyala kwabangenamthetho wamhlangulisa.
A righteous man, and if he rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by the depraved conduct of the lawless.
Ngokuba ngokubona nangokuzwa lona lona olungileyo ehlala phakathi kwabo wezwisisa ubuhlungu umphefumulo wakhe olungileyo imihla ngemihla ngenxa yezenzo ezingenamthetho.
For that righteous man living among them day after day was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard.
When you're at home, don't look at the newspaper or listen to the radio. I can't say don't look at the TV because I don't believe that you've got such an evil thing in your house. Inkosi iyakwazi ukuhlangulisa ekulingweni abamesabayo uNkulunkulu. Kepha bangalungile iyabagcinela usuku lokwahlulelwa bajeziswe.
If this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to hold the unrighteous for punishment on the day of judgment.
Ngithanda nje ukuphinda lelo verse. Inkosi yakwazi ukuba hlangulisa ekulingweni abamesabayo uNkulunkulu. Kepha abangalungile iyabagcinela usuku lokwahlulelwa ukuba bajeziswe. UNkulunkulu sakugcinile ukugcinela ukujeziswa.
So then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials and to hold the unrighteous for punishment on the day of judgment. So maybe you think, well, I'm okay, things are going okay, but God is holding the unrighteousness for punishment on the day of judgment.
Ikakhulu laba bahamba ngokwenyama enkanukweni yokuzingcolisa bedelela ubukhosi bengamaphikankani nabaziqhenyayo abesabi nokuhlambalaza.
This is especially true
abenkazimulo.
This is especially true of those who follow the corrupt desire of the flesh and despise authority. Bold and arrogant, they are not afraid to heap abuse on celestial beings.
Umuntu ongcolile ngokuyiphatha kabi unoshiki unenkani akalaleli uyaqonda ukuthi ngani ngoba uyisilwane sika Satan.
A person that's immoral is bold, he's arrogant, he's cheeky. He doesn't want to be told a thing. He's rebellious. Why? Because he's bound by the sin.
UNkulunkulu wathwita iSodom neGomora.
God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
Ngesikhathi sika Noah.
And also destroyed the world during the time of Noah.
Uma ucabanga lokho, uqonda ukuthi asikho isono sibi kunalesi.
So you can realize that there's no worse than sin than this.
Kuthiwa abantu abawuhaf la South Africa ababuki internet bayabuki porn.
Half of the people in South Africa that look at the internet, use the internet, also look at porn.
At least 12% of all websites are pornographic. And it's cheap. You don't need to pay for it. You can even get it on your cell phone. Siyaphi? Sibheke phi? Angifuni ukuthi ngibe semlotheni wakho.
Where are we going? Where are we heading when it's like this? I don't want to end up on the ash heap like you.
We aren't going to heaven. We're going to hell if we practice these things. You can sit here every Sunday, but if you practice these things, you an angel of Satan. Nothing less.
Only those who have a pure heart will see God. And you think you want to you'll just get into heaven, and then you would defile heaven if you got in the way you are. No, it cannot happen. Even God put an angel at the entrance of the Garden of Eden.
Amakhawe kaNkulunkulu njengoJobe wathi ngenza isivumelwano namehlo ami ukuthi ngeke ngibuke intombazana noma ingaba intombi nto.
Men of faith, heroes of faith, they, like Job, made a covenant with their eyes and said, I made a covenant with my eyes that I would not look at a virgin, at a girl. Now time has flown. Just in brief.
Emelika ehotela bekhona umhlangano conference.
In an American hotel, there was a conference.
Bekhona abafundisi about 800.
There were 800 preachers, ministers.
Emva kweconference, umuntu obesebenza eklina eShanela.
After the conference, one of the cleaners in the hotel.
Wathi kodwa le conference yenu bekuyiconference yani?
He said, what kind of a conference have you just had here?
What is in a conference labafundisi?
They said, oh, well, we've had a minister's conference here.
What? How? Abafundisi, ngempela. Beku ngabafundisi.
He was surprised. He said, what, a pastor's conference?
He couldn't believe that they were pastors. He said, you know, since we have been here, the porn channels were the busiest ever. It has never been as busy as these days with these ministers here. Even when worldly people come, you understand? This puts us to shame. Can such people go out and preach the gospel and shake the foundations of hell?
Uthi lezi iteshi ku TV ezikhombisa abantu abanqunu azikaze zibe busy ngalendlela okwakuyona ngalezi insuku kuhlangene abafundisi. Noma kukhona abantu abasezweni ababuki u TV iyithombe ezinqunu njengalaba. Ihlazo lelo.
God will shake those churches and those preachers that should have shaken the foundations of hell, but he'll shake them. And thanks God, thank you to God, thanks to God, that he will do it. They deserve it. Liars they are, calling themselves preachers, Christians, and practicing such satanic and hellish things.
Laba bafundisi bekufanele benyakazise umhlaba. Kodwa kuzogcina uNkulunkulu enyakazise bona ngoba kunokuba beshumayela ivangeli bebusy nalezo zinto. Babusy nalezi zinto zika Satan.
Angcine ngalimfanekiso.
Let me just end with this illustration.
Gary Bishop, a serial killer, said that I do this. It all started with pornography.
Umuntu wayebulala abantu abaningi wathi akimina lento engayenzayo kwaqala ngokubuka izithombe zabantu abanqunu.
Go to American prisons and those who committed murder will tell you it all started with looking at pornography.
Uma ungaya emajele emelika ubabuza abantu ababulela abantu bazothi kwaqala ngokubuka izithombe zabantu abanqunu.
The pornography industry is a thriving industry today. Big business in pornography, a larger revenue maker than Microsoft, Google, Amazon, eBay, Yahoo, Apple, Earthlink, and Netflix combined. All these things combined don't make so much money than pornography.
Akekho abekho abantu abagaya imali emhlabeni njengalaba abenza lezi zinto zabantu abanqune ipornography bayayigaya kunamabhizinis amakhulu amaningi emhlabeni ehlanganisiwe.
This is Satan's time. The Bible says the last times will be evil times.
Isikhathi sokugcina lesi isikhathi sika Satan eBhayibheli yasho ukuthi isikhathi sokugcina siyoba nzima.
In 2006, the money that was generated through pornography was $97.6 billion. You can imagine what it's like now. I think at least it must have doubled.
Kule yamnyaka edlule kwase kwaba billion amadola. Kodwa ngiphethemba ukuthi namhlanje sekungaphezulu kwalokho.
UJeffrey Dahmer, who killed many people, a serial killer, said that he had been in the U.S. Army. At some stage, they were posted out to Germany, and that is where I first got hold of pornography. After seeing it, I went and spent thousands of dollars acquiring pornography. He confessed that he killed a person every single week, at least one in a week.
Lendoda yasuka emelika yayijalimani yayisiqala khona ukubonga lezi zithombe. Emva kwalokho kwaye ngokuyisigcino bese bulala umuntu njalo ngesonto belingapheli isonto engabulela umuntu.
And your children have got porn pictures in their rooms and you don't mind? Girls, boys and girls, you don't mind? You are not fit to be called a parent. A mother or a father, you are an evil person taking your children to hell.
Kodwa ingane zakho zina lezi zithombe ezindlini zazo. Kodwa wena njengomzala wenzi lutho. Awufanele ukuba umzala.
Where did it start? With pornography. I have to kill people. I'm obsessed with it.
Waqalaphi ngalezi zithombe zabantu abanqunu. Wathi manje sengiyakhutshwa ngidinga ukubulala umuntu ngoba sengikhutshwa yilento.
Singasizwa yini?
What will help us?
What is the cure? In the Bible, we've got the story you know about Phineas.
Uyayazi eBhayibhelini indaba kaPhineas.
One day Moses was together with the leaders of Israel. An Israelite young man came along with a girl, walking right past them, all, Moses and the other leaders.
Ngalelo langa uMose ehlangene nabaholi besizwe, kwafika lensizwe ephethe intombi yesinye isizwe, yavele yadlula phambi kwakhe uMose.
Before their eyes, he went to his tent. He let the girl in and closed the tent behind them.
Wavele wadlula kubona, wangena etendeni lakhe, walivala itende.
She was a worldly girl, a Midianite.
Lentombi ayihambe nayo ingane yasezweni, intombi yasezweni yakaMidian.
He had the guts to take her right before them all and walk in front of Moses.
Kodwa manje ube nalesi sibinde sibi wavela wangena nentombi phambi kaMose nabaholi.
You can read the story in Numbers 25.
Ungayifundela kuNumeri 25.
Phinehas, the grandson of Aaron, the priest, saw how this man came with this worldly girl and took her in his tent. Phinehas took his spear, went to the tent, opened it and found them there. He went into the tent and found the young man on the girl, and he thrust his spear right through the two of them, right into the ground.
UPhinehas umzukulu ka-Aaron wababona wayesethatha umkhonto wakhe wangena wavula itende wafica insizwa ilela phezu kwentombi wavela wayithatha inkemba umkhonto wabahlaba bobabili.
Both of them were stabbed and they died.
Bafa bobabili.
And God blessed him.
UNkulunkulu wambusisa.
For God is a jealous God. A jealous God. Even if you love sin, he doesn't. He doesn't tolerate sin, even if you like it. Phinehas saved the nation of Israel because he judged that sin.
Unkulunkulu ngeke asithande sona noma usithanda wena. Unkulunkulu wambusisa uPhinehas ngoba wasihlulela lesa sono. Akasivumelanga.
Well, dear friend, if this doesn't suffice and you go back to it again, don't be surprised if your hell will be a double hell.
Sihlobo
makunganeli lokho. You'll receive more stripes and more severe judgment than the others that didn't hear. And if you are in this, don't leave this room. Repent in dust and ashes.
Maungezo, phikelela, khumbula ukuthi isihoko sakho siyophindwa kaningi ngoba usuzwile. Kodwa mina ngithi ungayishiyi le ndlu ungaphendukanga. Sala uphenduke.
Vespiat's common, please with gebet.
Let us pray.
Asithandazeni.
Lord Jesus, you speak to us in such a way because you want us to stop all this.
Nkosi Jesu ukhulume nathi ngale ndlela ukuze sikuyeke konke lokhu.
You don't want us to be destroyed with sin.
Awuthandi ukuba sibhujiswe isono.
But we pray that your grace will abound now to each and every one, as we've heard, that we won't leave this place not having done something about our spiritual state.
Siyacela ukuthi umusa wakho uvame kithina ngamunye ngamunye njengoba usinxusa ukuba singayishiyi le ndawo singaphumi la singazange sihlanganise sibusane nawe.
And Lord Jesus, your grace is stronger, more powerful than all these sins we've heard of.
Musa wakho Nkosi Jesu unamandla wona mkhulu kunakho konke lokhu lezizona esizwe ngazo.
May we accept it with all our heart.
Sisize ukuba siwamukele ngeinhliziyo epheleleyo.
Now we pray that you would be with us.
Siyacela ukuthi ube nathi.
Help us in this week to come.
Usisize nakuleli sonto esiqalayo.
That we might live a victorious life.
Usisize ukuba siphile impilo yokunqoba.
That will bring honor and glory to your name.
Ezoletha udumo nenkazimulo egameni lakho.
Once again, we thank you for your word, Lord.
Siyabonga futhi kanye Nkosi ngezwi lakho.
Thank you that it goes so well with Uncle Elo.
Siyabonga ukuthi umsize nobaba.
And that he can bring such a clear message.
Ukuba alethe lo mbiko ocacile kangaka.
Be further also with him.
Qhubeka naye baba.
By your grace.
Ngomsa wakho.
Amen.
Amen.